We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:15, quarter till 9. It is going to be hot this weekend at little low pressure, whatever it was in the Caribbean or the Bahamas was close to that. Now it's going to go up this, I guess, the center of the Florida Peninsula, kind of like Dorian did, but nowhere near that strong or anything. So it's going to be hot and dry throughout the weekend. You may find yourself, if you don't hydrate, having to go to the hospital. And we don't want that to happen. But if you do, there's a great one waiting for you. Bill Masterton joins us now, CEO of LCMC Health Adult Hospital Market and immediate past president of UMC. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Could you answer a question for us, please, that has been a topic of debate here, intense debate? Is the hospital in mid-city or is it in a different area of town? How would you refer to it?
Okay, so I've been here just over 3 years, and I am the probably not the right person to ask, as having grown up here. I think we normally said mid-city.
Told ya.
Is how we described it. But,
excuse me. Let me gloat for a moment, Bill. Told y'all. All right, now tell me about the whole development. Give us a state of it, if you will, Bill, because, you know, a lot of us pass it. It is a huge development, and how's business, I guess, if that's the way you would ask, and how's it doing in terms of the community?
Well, things could not be going better there. As you mentioned, the building is just simply amazing. Like, I told my favorite anecdotal line is that I've worked in 9 hospitals over my career, and UMC is the first hospital I've ever worked at where people would call and ask for a tour. So we've hosted communities, community events, and different civic organizations in the community where they would come through and want a tour of the facility. It's simply amazing. Never seen a beautiful building like that. Now, I will tell you, though, that in the like a hospital is not simply a building. It's not just bricks and mortar. A hospital's programs. And I think that's what makes UMC so special, is the over 650 faculty members from both Tulane Medical School and LSU Medical School that comprised the medical staff at that hospital. And I think the proofs of how well it's working is really in the programs that have been developed there and the growth in the number of patients to which we provided service and offered access. If you look at since 2015, what the inpatient growth has done, it's grown 39% over the last 4 years, and that's a compound annual growth rate of 8.5%. But those stats really don't tell the story fully. What I get most excited about is when you look at what we've done, bringing new physicians and supporting them into our community. In that same time frame, we've added nearly 32 faculty members at both LSU and Tulane. And probably the most recent, our highest profile program that we've added is actually a burn program that is on a path to become an ABA verified. So now we actually have a burn center associated with our trauma center. We now also have surgical weight loss and have recruited physicians to offer that service at UMC. We have a palliative medicine service and recruited faculty to staff that. So I think that is really, really a compelling story, the new faculty and the new programs that have come. And so things are going very well at UMC.
In terms of teaching hospital, that was part of the plan and that's working out very well?
Yes. We have over 1,000 physician residents rotate through there on an annual basis. One of our kind of favorite statistics that we like to cite, because I really think it puts in perspective how important UMC is, not just to our community, but to our state and really the healthcare industry writ large. One out of every 2 practicing physicians in the state of Louisiana, licensed in Louisiana, did some portion of their training at University Medical Center.
Wow.
So I think that gives you some perspective on how big it is. Now, I would tell a story too that I think, you know, it's anecdotal, but I was at a hospital in a bedroom community of Charlotte before I came here, before I moved here. And I remember when I announced to the medical staff that I was leaving and I was going to be coming to UMC, and I told all the staff, the medical staff, that I'm going to University Medical Center in New Orleans. And I had so many of the physicians come up to me afterwards and tell me, Bill, that's where I trained. I trained, you know, at that time they referred to it as a former name, Charity. And so it really, at that moment, I was like, wow, I'm really going to be part of something big. Now, I will tell you, the next thing they did after they told me they trained there and told me about their experiences is they gave me a list of restaurants that I needed to try when I moved to town.
Do you have a favorite?
Not really. There's too many to choose from.
Yeah, you don't want to. I understand what you're doing. Bill Masterton is our guest, CEO of LCMC Health Adult Hospital Market and immediate past president of UMC. I want to talk about the Level 4 Trauma Center when we come back. And in terms of opportunities for emergency room physicians, I would think there would be people clamoring to work there. 8:20 more when we return. Time now, WWL traffic. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about UMC and a development in, we've determined, Mid-City, I might tell my colleagues. CEO Bill Masterton is of LCMC Health Adult Hospital Market and immediate past president. Pardon me. Maybe I need to see a doctor of UMC. Bill, before we went to break, I was asking you about the, I believe I got that right, Level 4 Trauma Center.
Actually, Tommy, we're a Level 1 Trauma Center. Which
it goes the other way.
Level. Yeah, right.
Okay.
And that's we're certified by the American College of Surgeons.
It's like golf where the low score wins.
Yes, sir.
So tell me the importance of it, not just to the area, but I would imagine if you are an emergency room physician and that's what you want to do, I would think that would be one of the premier places to do your residency or train or what have you, or just build a resume, huh?
Yes, our training programs benefit greatly from the type of services that we offer at UMC, and certainly trauma is one of the ones that we've been known for a long time and receive a lot of a positive recognition for. The trauma service is really made up of a number of specialists and subspecialists. In addition to the ED physicians, where a lot of people would come in, you know, you go through general surgery training, and then you would do a trauma fellowship afterwards, and that's offered there. As you mentioned, the ED is really busy, so we were going through some stats earlier, and we're on a pace to do over 90,000 emergency room visits.
Wow.
There this year at UMC. We have over 3,000 trauma activations on an annual basis. So if you think about that, you know, over 10 a day on average, trauma activation. So it's a really, or about 10 a day.
Somebody texted in, Bill, about it's important for the doctors and so forth, but you all employ a lot of people that are not doctors, right?
Yes, sir. We like to say, you know, our mission at UMC is to provide patient-centered care to every person we have the privilege to serve and a world-class academic experience for our learners. One of the things that's not explicitly stated in our mission, but is a big part of what we do, is we do provide meaningful work for over 2,700 of our friends and neighbors right here in our community. And what I will tell you is that that has grown from just since the public-private partnership started, from 1,700 to where it is now, over 1,000 new jobs to 2,700 jobs. So that's a really important part of what we do, even though it's not explicitly stated in our mission, is this meaningful work that we offer to people in our community.
Before we let you go, Bill, somebody texted in about a lot of hospitals struggling financially, et cetera. How is UMC doing as it relates to that? I'm sorry. As it relates to that.
Right. UMC is doing well. One of the things that UMC is certainly benefiting from is that when you are able to grow like UMC has been growing and get busy, you end up diluting your overhead or your fixed cost. So that's what's allowed us to actually decrease our cost per day, our cost per any variable unit of service over time is the additional services that we're actually offering for the community. So that's been helping a tremendous amount.
We've heard a lot about, you know, when the center is being built, about Birmingham and becoming a hub, et cetera. Are we nipping at Birmingham's heels?
If you would talk to the leadership, that's certainly our goal. Those things are a little bit subjective in terms of how you measure them, mm-hmm. but we are, that's our stated goal is to be that place between, you know, Houston and Birmingham that offers that kind of what we call level 7 or high level services, where you're teaching academic and level 1 trauma between those two areas.
And I'm sorry if I misstated the emergency room. I didn't realize it. I was trying to say it's at the highest level in terms of dealing with emergencies, and I didn't realize that it went high to low instead of low to high, but it's definitely a level 1. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your time. I really do.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.